السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed that Allah تبارك وتعالى has created us, and therefore Allah has a right upon us that we make an effort to gain ma'rifah, to deepen our recognition of Allah تبارك وتعالى. We explained the verse which tells us about our existence, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That the Mufassirin say, أَيْلِ يَعْرِفُونَ. The purpose of your existence is to worship Allah by gaining ma'rifa and recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We also mentioned that Allah says, I was a hidden treasure and I wanted to be exposed. That's why I created the creation, to show them my greatness. And we concluded yesterday with the statement of Malik ibn Dinar. He said, خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَذُوقُ أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ فِيهَا. That people have left this world, but they have not tasted the most enjoyable thing, and that is the ma'rifa and the recognition of Allah. Now this month of Ramadan, we're going to be looking at the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah, and through that we're going to endeavor to deepen and increase our recognition of Allah. The ulama have written that the Asma'ul Husna are not just names, they are qualities. Each of the Asma'ul Husna tell us about a quality of our Allah. And this is how you tread upon the path of ma'rifah. Ummu Darda radiallahu anha used to say that afdalul ilmi al-ma'rifah. The most virtuous of knowledge is to gain recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So today we start with the first, the greatest, and the exclusive name of our Creator, Allah. Say it with me, brothers. Allah. What does Allah mean in summary, in a nutshell? It means that being who encompasses all and every perfection. That being who is free from all and every defect and fault. The name Allah is the most exalted of all of Allah's names because it encompasses all of the qualities and the attributes of Allah. All of the qualities and attributes of Allah are encapsulated in this name, Allah. You know, we normally talk about the Ismul A'azam, the greatest name of Allah. That if you take that name, your dua is very likely to be accepted. The ulama have written in Mirqat, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah has mentioned, Al Ismul A'azam huwa Allah. The Ismul A'azam is Allah. Walakin bi shartin, with a condition, that when you're saying Allah, you must have none other in your heart and mind but Allah. He says, if you take the name of Allah, totally conscious and focused on none other than Allah at that time, your heart is totally connected to Allah, then it is the Ismul A'azam that will work wonders and do magic in your dua and supplication. You know, the Urdu poet famously says, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name. It's an exclusive name. It cannot be used for any other being. It is only, totally, solely, and exclusively for Allah. Allah says in Surah Maryam, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّ. Is there any other being that has these attributes and these qualities besides Allah? Only Allah. So it is with this name that we start and commence things. Bismillah. It is with this name that we seek protection. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. It is with this name that we renew, refresh, and strengthen our iman. La ilaha illallah. It is with this name that we praise Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. It is with this name that we give thanks to people. Jazakallah. Jazakumullah. Let's conclude today's discussion by taking the name of Allah loudly. Let's feel it. Let's enjoy it. Let's let it flow through our body. Allah. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu. Jazakumullah, Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi.